We have the incredible privilege this week to read Parsha Sirei. And amongst the many beautiful mitzvos in this parsha is the mitzvah of tzedakah. The Torah begins this section in Perek Tezvav, chapter 15, verse 7. Ki yeh becha evyon me'echad achecha ba'achad sha'arecha. If amongst your brethren there will be someone who is destitute, downtrodden, impoverished, poor, in one of your gates, in the land that Hashem has given you, lo sa'ametes lebavcha, do not harden your heart, velo sikpos es yodcha, do not withdraw your hand, me'achicha ha'evyon, from your brother who is impoverished, who is poor. And then the Torah goes on, ki pasuach tiftach es yodcha, lo, open up your hand to him, vaveit taviteno de'machsua she'yason, give him, that which he is lacking. This piece about give him that which he is lacking is such an incredible idea that the mitzvah of tzedakah is not simply to ensure that someone doesn't die, someone doesn't starve to death or doesn't have clothing, but there's an element of tzedakah of restoring a person's sense of self, restoring a person's sense of kavod, their own personal dignity and honor. Give them what it is that they are deficient. Give them what it is that they need. And the Rashba asks the famous question. He says, we see from these psukim that tzedakah is a mitzvah asei d'oraisa. It is a biblical obligation to give tzedakah. And in that case, if it is a biblical obligation to give tzedakah, why don't we make a bracha? So right before I give tzedakah, right before I give charity to someone, why don't I say, Baruch atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Olam, Asher kidishanu mitzvasav v'tzivanu al mitzvas tzedakah. It's a biblical obligation. I make a bracha before I put on tefillin. I make a bracha before I go ahead and even on rabbinic mitzvah, light Hanukkah candles. I make a bracha before I sit in the sukkah. I make a bracha before lulav and esrog. So why wouldn't I make a bracha before the mitzvah of tzedakah? Why not make a blessing before the performance of this biblically mandated obligation? And so the Rashba explains, Mishum shekal mitzvah hakshura bezulas ve'in lo kiyum biladav ein mevarchin alav. So a very simple idea, says the Rashba. You can only make a bracha over a process over which you have total control. But a process or a mitzvah which requires the consent or involvement of someone else, that you can't make a bracha on, because maybe the other person will not want to play their part. So on a very simple level, I can make a bracha on sitting in the sukkah because that mitzvah is totally and wholly dependent on me. I make a decision to sit in the sukkah, I go sit in the sukkah. I can make a bracha on tefillin because, again, that is dependent on me. But tzedakah requires another individual. So it could very well be that I'm ready to give tzedakah. And what happens if the pauper says, no, thank you? What happens if the intended recipient says, I don't want your charity, thank you so much, I'm okay, good. So what's the problem? Then I've just made a bracha over an act. And again, it's quite possible that someone else is not going to want to be the recipient. Well, without the recipient, I can't fulfill the mitzvah. So the Rashba develops this fascinating model that you could only make a bracha over a mitzvah when you control the entire dynamic. But if the dynamic is dependent on others and you don't know what the other person is going to do, you can't run the risk of making a bracha, which utilizes the name of God, if you don't know for sure you're going to be able to fulfill the particular mitzvah. The Rashba happens to have many other applications of this concept, but the great tzaddik Reb Simcha Bonav Pshischa answers this question in a different way. Listen to his words. He says, make a bracha. He says, chasid ma'anshe ma'isa yasu achonos lefaneh ba'amiras ha'bracha b'netilas yadayim u'l'shem yichod miyuchad kidoma. Says Reb Simcha Bonav something so beautiful. You know, by the chasidim, before they make a bracha, so don't just make a bracha, you have to prepare, you wash your hands, netilas yadayim, you say, l'shem yuchud, hineni mukhan mezuman. There's all these preparatory acts. And even if you're not a chassid, so still before you make a bracha, a person wants to put themselves in the right frame of mind. Person wants to have kavana. Person wants to concentrate. Person wants to be focused. Says the Rebbe, if you make a bracha before you give tzedakah, and you focus all of this time on the preparations and the kavanas, sometimes you're going to spend so much time in preparations that the pauper is going to die from starvation. Hear this? Sometimes you're going to spend so much time on the preparations, on the hachanas and the kavanas and everything else, that the pauper is going to expire. The pauper is going to die. He's waiting there for his food. He's waiting there for the couple of dollars. He's waiting there. He hasn't eaten in days. And you're going out and saying tefillos, you're davening, you're washing your hands, you're getting yourself ready, you're focusing your mind on kavana, you want to have all the right intentions and concentrations and connect with the Ribono Shel Olam. Meanwhile, he's going to die because he's starving. So I think the Rebbe is teaching us something so incredible. That sometimes when something has to get done, stop with the cheshbonos, stop with the calculations, and just do it. And just do it. You know, things come up in life, and we know it needs to get done, and I know why it has to get done, I know how it has to get done, but in my mind, I have all these different calculations. Well, I should really do this, and it really should be done like this, and I have to speak to this person, and can, you know, get this committee, and speak about this, and run, create the policies, and the procedures, and the this, and make sure no one else gets offended, or all the different things that go in, all the different cheshbonos that go into everything we do. And by the time then, you finally get your committees organized, and you washed your hands, and you say your shem yichud, and you did everything else, the ani's dead. The pauper has expired. The opportunity has dissipated, right? The opportunity has somehow just elapsed, or someone else already took care of it. In life, when you see something has to get done, says the Rebbe Reb Simcha Bunim, just do it. Just do it. Don't wait around. Don't talk about it. Don't converse. Don't canvass everyone for their own opinion. If it has to get done, just do it. There is no bracha on the mitzvah of tzedakah. Do you know why, says Reb Simcha Bunim? Because when there's a mitzvah of tzedakah, that means someone's in need. Someone's in need. And when someone's in need, you have to do one thing and one thing only. Act. Just act. Just do. Just give. Just help. We don't even want you making brachas. We don't even want you worrying about kavanas. We don't want you worrying about anything except helping. And what an incredible message for our lives as well. Whether it's in tzedakah, but in general in life, when you see a need, just answer the call. When you see a need, rise to the occasion. When you see something that is broken, fix it. When you see someone who is in a state of disrepair, roll up your sleeves and ask what you can do to help. Sometimes we have to focus a little less on procedure and a bit more on actional results. Sometimes worry a little bit less about the kavanas and worry a bit more about dynamic activity. There is no bracha, on the mitzvah of tzedakah, because the Ribono Sholem is trying to teach us, sometimes I need you to worry about kavana, and sometimes I just need you to get the job done. May we be zochem Yirtzeh Hashem, that in those moments when we see someone or something that is broken, when we see someone or something that needs fixing, when we see something that needs to get done, may we have the koach and the resolve to rise to the occasion, think a little less, plan a little less, even with a little less kavana, a little less hachana, but rise to the occasion and get the job done. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.